from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Michigan hosts Texas this week. Game of the week in college football. And we are joined this morning by the Michigan Wolverine head coach, Sherrone Moore. Sherrone, good morning.
Good morning. Hope all is well. Go Blue.
Yeah, we'll get into Texas. I do want to look back a little bit on week one and just start with maybe your biggest takeaway from the Fresno State victory.
Yeah, never going to apologize for a win. We all know we have things to work on all sides of the ball, and just excited to get to work. The guys came in hungry yesterday, preparing themselves mentally, physically, spiritually to get better, and I think we did that. You know, defensively, I thought these guys played a heck of a game. We gave up a couple plays that we're disappointed about, but all in all, the effort, the attitude, the technique, the physicality, everything we want to be identity-wise on defense was there, and offensively finished the game well, but definitely things that we need to learn from and then push forward on it and make sure we don't make those mistakes again.
Where, before we talk about individual performances, where do you need to see the biggest improvement for this offense?
Yeah, I think just consistency as a group, 11-1, and you know, you go through all the plays and you look through all the plays. It's 10 guys, it's 9 guys doing their job. And the plays that work here at Michigan are when all 11 are doing their job. It can't just be 10, it can't just be 9. So for us, it's just being consistent on every play. And I just want to see every position step up their level of game. And I think they will this week.
A lot of attention on the quarterback room. There's that cliche. If you have two quarterbacks, you don't have a quarterback. Can you talk through the decision to play two and whether or not, like, is there any concern breaking up the rhythm of the offense and leaving the better guy on the bench?
No, I think we feel good about both guys, and you've seen two quarterback systems work, and, you know, there'll be some games where we'll have more of it. Some games we might not. It's going to depend on the rhythm of the game and how we feel like we need to win. And we've done it before in 21. We did it with Cade and JJ a little bit and mixed it in. So we'll definitely pick our spots on how we need to allocate the touches and control the offense, but feel good about both guys and we trust both guys in the game.
For Davis Warren, when you look back on the game, what was it that you felt he did well and where are the areas where he needs to show improvement facing a team like Texas?
Yeah, definitely managed the game well, played within his means and never panicked. You know, even though he had a mistake, had a one misread, and then the underthrow he felt like, but also that was, you know, ball location, but also route detail. So all those things come together. That's what happens, and then you get a pick. But you know, to watch him recover from that and just play through all that and continue to strive and throw a touchdown at the end of the game was awesome to see.
Sherrone, we're talking to Sherrone Moore, Michigan football coach. When an offense doesn't click early, a common refrain from fans is, well, they were holding stuff back. Is that a fair statement for you guys? Like, how do you respond to that that talking point?
I mean, for us, there's always things that we have that, you know, you don't want to show in games. And the past 3 years, you just talk about the past 3 years and how we've developed the offense and what we've done. There's always stuff that we don't show in first games that we might have ready for the next game. So I think there's always wrinkles and parts of the offense that we're going to hold and keep for ourselves and be ready to break them out when we need to. So we're just excited for this week of preparation.
In the fourth quarter, you guys were up 16-10. Fresno State goes in to score. And then obviously the offense had to respond. They did with the 7-play drive. What was different in that drive that you hadn't seen, or what worked in that drive that hadn't worked previously?
I think the guys, I mean, it was very simple on the execution part of it was the big piece of it. You know, the guys executed at a high level, Guys played with great technique. Guys were straining. Running back was running hard. They were all in unison. I thought Coach Campbell did a great job of manipulating that drive and keeping those guys in a rhythm and then ending it off with a play action to Colston, and he takes it in the end zone. So it felt like this. There was a good rhythm there by everybody, and it worked really well.
We're excited looking at the schedule when you get matchups like this in college football. Texas, week two at the Big House, top 10 showdown. Could you speak to what it means to play a game of this caliber so early in the season?
Yeah, I think it's awesome. You know, I think as a football team, as a program, you know, going against a great program like Texas and a great university with a great tradition, I know both programs are, you know, super excited. All the fans, there's going to be a lot of stuff going on, a lot of people around. But I think really excited for the players, not just our players, their players coming here and being able to play at the Big House and us play, you know, the University of Texas. It means a lot. And, you know, these big-time showdowns early in the season really, you know, they don't make or break your season, but they give you a good, you know, testing, measure and stick where you are, and you can continue to build off of it.
And was there any, because obviously the schedule for Michigan the last couple of years, you haven't had this type of non-conference opponent. And even in the Big Ten, it was not until Penn State last year before the team was tested. Was there anything that you tweaked in fall camp to make sure that you guys were ready for a much better opponent early on in your schedule?
Yeah, I think in fall camp, we have a process of how we've done it. And there's just days that you have to turn up the volume a little bit of intensity to make sure that you're physically ready to play in games like this. They're a really good football team in all three phases. So for us, we had to be mentally but also physically ready to play in a game like this that's going to be a four-quarter game.
Yeah, when you look at the game within the game, your D-line against their offensive line feels like must-watch. Their speed and space versus your defense that can swarm around. How do you guys feel you match up against the Texas Longhorns offense?
Yeah, I mean, I think you said it. They have a big, strong offensive line that's very experienced. Their offensive skill players are really good. Older veteran guys, some guys that have transferred, some guys that have been there, and then obviously the quarterback who manages it all. And I think it's going to be a great matchup with our D line, who's obviously really good, and our DB. So it's going to be a fun matchup to watch on both sides of the ball.
Michigan has only played Texas one time before. You are much more familiar, being a former Sooner. What are some of your experiences that you've had, and are you sharing them with your team about your matchups with Texas as a player?
Yeah, no, I'm not really giving them any information on like what my experiences were about. I really want them to have their own and do what they need to do to get themselves mentally ready, and I don't think what I did and my playing career will affect what they did. I think these guys have written their own story. They're far better players than I ever was. So I feel like for them, I just let them kind of figure out their experiences on their own. But, you know, it was ironic last week we had NBC here and Colt McCoy was here doing the announcing or shadowing the announcers. And he's such a good human being, great person. And we just talked about the game and, yeah, great memories of the game, and it was a fun atmosphere, but really excited and ready for this week.
So no glory day stories?
No, I'm not doing any of that.
So what are you stressing with your team this week? What are some of the points of emphasis?
Yeah, I mean, for us, it's about us playing our kind of football, mistake-free, penalty-free football, not turning the ball over, playing physical, and doing all the things that we need to do in our process to prepare for this game, because we're going to win it based on our preparation. It's not going to be on any hype or anything on Saturday. It's going to be what we do started yesterday.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one. number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
There's going to be a lot of pomp and circumstance leading into this game. There's going to be a lot of celebrities on the sidelines. How do you prepare this team? And I know this is – I'm asking with the context of, hey, they just won a national championship. All of those guys – not all of them, but most of those guys remember what that was like. They've played down in Columbus. They've played in, you know, Michigan Stadium against Ohio State. But this is going to be a unique environment in the Big House. How are you preparing them for the environment that they're walking into on Saturday?
I mean, yeah, we've talked about of, you know, there's going to be a lot of people around and all those things are going on. But, you know, at Michigan here, every week's, you know, a crazy environment, and our guys have played in it. But the guys that haven't, it's really just embracing it. And they've worked extremely hard to put themselves in position to be in places like that. But at the end of the day, nobody in the on the stands or those sidelines that aren't playing are going to help us win the game. So our focal goal is to make sure we prepare to go win.
Feels like a huge key for you guys week in and week out is running the football. From a Texas standpoint, they lost a couple key defensive linemen to the NFL and Sweat and Byron Murphy. As you look at this team, like their ability to reload, what do you see from their front?
Yeah, you see exactly that. They have some guys that have played in the middle. You know, obviously it's not those two guys, but they have some really talented players in the middle, and then they got the transfer more from UTSA, who's a really good edge player. So their defense is really good, really sound. They just do a really good job of coaching those guys to play with great fundamentals, technique, and effort. So, you know, for us, it's going to be about, you know, us executing at our level and make sure we out-execute and effort them.
And on the flip side, you've got a defense that everybody has been raving about going against one of the best, if not the best, college quarterback this year. How do you slow down an offense as powerful as we saw them be against Colorado State last week?
Yeah, we know they're going to make plays. They're a really good offense, and I think Coach Sarkisian, I have as much respect for him as any play call in the country, and watched him, you know, even when I was calling plays, and watched him through his years at, you know, at Washington, at USC, at Alabama, and now at Texas. And I know he just does an unbelievable job scheming people and doing things. So we're going to have to be very sound. We're going to be gap sound in the run game, be tight in coverages. You know, when we do pressure, we're going to be smart our gaps and make sure our eyes are always on the quarterback, because he's going to make plays. And, you know, for us, it's going to be flush it and go to the next one to make sure we're ready for the next play.
The eyes of college football will be in Ann Arbor this weekend. Sharon Moore, Michigan football coach, appreciate some of your time.
No, thank you, guys. Appreciate you. Go Blue.
It's 97.1.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.